Be honest. When was the last time you gave yourself credit for how far you've come in any area of your life? That's the topic of today's Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Here we go.
Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show, hosted by keynote speaker, author, and vision board mastery creator, Steve Gamlin. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hey there, my friend. Steve Gamlin here. Welcome to a brand new episode of the show. You know what? It can be so easy to miss our own progress when we wake up day after day and we only see those little increments, just a day's worth of effort. It's also very easy to get ourselves off track, away from our best behaviors by saying things like, well, if I don't make the effort today, that's okay. It's only one day. How much difference could it make? I'll get back on track tomorrow. And if you're thinking right now of New Year's resolutions, going to the gym with a whole crowd of people, and then not having to wait for equipment by, oh, I don't know, the third week of January, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So to the question, how much difference could it make? Oh, it makes a lot of difference. And who you become, in your level of success, in your self-worth, in your confidence, the way you talk to and about that person in your mirror. Trust me, like many other messages I share, I'm directing this one to my old self. I lived it and now I get to share it. I'm the person who used to let his habits steer him down paths that did not always serve him well, especially with regard to health and wellness. So I do want to celebrate a milestone now. I want to celebrate something that means a lot to me. And something that's really had a great impact on my life. Actually, several things. Celebrating milestones, by the way, it's a really good thing to acknowledge in your life. Progress doesn't mean perfection, but it does mean you're still in the race. I mean, can you imagine running a marathon, giving it your full effort right off the starting line as soon as that pistol goes off, and then not having a single clue how far you were along the course until the end? Like if you didn't have mile markers or places you could stop to refuel, catch your breath, get something to drink, maybe a little snack to power you back up, have people cheering you on and encouraging you, or even a sense of how much farther you needed to go so that you could strategize, you know, conserve your energy and maximize your output. It would just be, go, and we'll see you at the end. Maybe. My recent milestone was acknowledging 3 years of some pretty powerful changes in my life. And they've been consistent, day after day, making the effort. It's not like one day there was a clap of thunder and a flash of lightning. And if you know my hitting golf balls in a thunderstorm story, it was not quite that dramatic. It's been day by day, staying focused, remembering why I made the decisions that I made, took the actions that I took, and deliberately taking those actions to keep pushing forward. And of course, on a daily basis, being grateful for even the smallest steps that kept me going in a good direction. And recently, I marked 3 years since I last consumed any alcohol. If you knew me prior to that, there was what I refer to as the nightly very tall rum and coke, occasionally two. On rare occasions, but they did happen, there were three, and they were tall. So zero alcohol for more than 3 years now. 3 years ago, I also joined a business association called Apex and have tapped into some really amazing relationships and mentors and coaches and programs and just some really good people. 3 years ago, I also weighed 247 very soggy pounds, and I did not like how I looked, did not like how I felt. And because of the extra weight in my neck and in my face, I used to stop breathing 6 times an hour every night and used to make noises that scared my Tina. And I wound up with a CPAP machine for about a year and a half. What I didn't know at the time, discovered a couple of years later, was that was right about the time I started breathing in black mold fumes from our attic, which came through the vent right above my desk in my office. So all of these things have happened over the past 3 years, and I celebrate them all because my awareness, my continuity, my ability to keep going despite how a lot of those things made me feel at the time got me here. It's been a long road. There have been some major highs, some serious lows, and everything in between. There was so much good and so many wins. And some major challenges, complete with brain fog, depression, fatigue, and all the other things that came with the black mold that I was not aware of until about, well, almost a year ago now. And I'm grateful for so many things and so many people. I'm also grateful that no matter what, no matter how I was feeling along the way, I just kept getting up every day, exercising, which I hadn't done in 3.5 years prior to the 3 years ago making changes. And I'm also grateful to so many people who've kept me going all this time, who've cheered me on, who've reached out to ask how I was doing, to encourage me, to guide me, to coach me, to mentor me. And if you are taking the time to listen to this message, you're probably one of them, and I appreciate you. Now, through it all, I've continued to refine and pursue my big vision. That's what I do. Visualization coach, creator of the Vision Board Mastery Program, and the work I do on stage as well as a keynote speaker. Even on the days where I wasn't feeling it, even on the days when I was struggling, it always came back to my vision for my best life. In 8 major areas of my life, my physical health, emotional well-being, my closest relationships, the core values that guide me, my faith and spirituality, my connection to the world in a real way, that took a big hit over the past few years. And my work and my finances as well. There's always a next level. There's always a next section of the race. And I've been beyond blessed that through all the things I've been dealing with the past couple of years and all the changes in the world around us, that I've got so much to be grateful for. And I do that on a daily basis, by the way. Here's a little gratitude exercise. Every morning when I get up to my desk, I pull out my journal, I write down the date, and I write the words, great stuff. In 1, 2, 3, and in less than a line each, I describe my favorite moments from the previous day. Even on the toughest days, there are 3 things there. And one of the things I'm most blessed is to be celebrating almost, we're getting there, 17 years head over heels in love with my Tina. And I track all of the milestones in our relationship. And sometimes she laughs and she says, you do realize you're the chick in this relationship, right? Because I'm the one who remembers all the anniversaries and, you know, and all that. And I know she loves it and she appreciates it despite how often she rolls her eyes. If there was a world championship for eye rolling, she'd be up there getting an award. So here's my question to you. What milestones do you need to be more aware of in your life? How long has it been since you took a moment to cheer yourself on, to refresh yourself, to take a pause and realize how far you've come and what you've overcome to get here? Are you surrounding yourself with the right people who will continue to inspire you to make it to the end of the race? Whatever the finish line looks for you for any goal in any area of your life, are you surrounding yourself with the right people? And number one, when you're looking in the mirror, to start or end each day, are you giving yourself the credit for being a part of the process, creating these milestones, making consistent efforts that will fire you up to keep going, keep growing, and keep showing up? I hope you are.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how you can create a more vivid, focused future with the Vision Board Mastery Program, or to invite Steve to be part of your next event, please visit stevegamlin.com.